answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
At my direction, the United States Armed Forces conducted an extraordinary military operation in the capital of Venezuela, overwhelming American military power. Air, land, and sea was used to launch a spectacular assault, and it was an assault like people have not seen since World War II. It was a force against a heavily fortified military fortress in the heart of Caracas to bring outlaw dictator Nicolas Maduro to justice. This was one of the most stunning, effective, and powerful displays of American military might and competence in American history.
That is President Trump over the weekend announcing he sent troops into Venezuela to specifically to grab Maduro and his wife and shut down that dictatorship. And you know what the reaction is from the left? Oh, you could see this coming, could you not? They're out in the streets even now shouting, no kings, no kings. Maduro was a king, a dictator, and they want to chastise Trump for removing him. And they're looking for every opportunity to say what you did was wrong. But they are forgetting. They're forgetting what they've done in the past. We're not going to forget. We're going to lay all of it out for you as we move forward with the next 2 hours. Welcome to Larry Connors USA, hour number one on January 5, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you do get news, analysis, opinion, and education. And education, I promise you, when you finish each hour, you're going to have more information and knowledge than you do as we begin that hour. I work hard to make sure we bring you new information that others are ignoring or they're just not making time for. Then our next hour, Sidney Powell, of course, who had been a Trump lawyer as he fought against the illegal elections. Remember, she was sued by Dominion voting machines. Now there's more evidence, Sidney Powell says, and other sources, that yes, there was election fraud, and Dominion was active in it and dealing with Venezuelan government and other groups to make sure they cheated Trump out of votes he had coming to him in 2016. And on top of that, they used the Dominion voting machines to destroy Bernie Sanders. We'll get into that a little bit later. And later this hour also, that's in the next hour, by the way, Sidney Powell. Later this hour, our story behind the story, the Memphis Belle and other B-17 crews in World War II, the amazing greatest generation and the fight they carried to Germany's doorstep. That's coming up later in this hour, our story behind the story. All right, let's begin with the issue of what Trump did, sending really, boots on the ground, which I've been against, boots on the ground just into the capital city of Venezuela, going after Maduro, not attacking boots on the ground against his military forces. I've said in the past, I don't waver from this, I did not want boots on the ground in Venezuela. But this is different in the sense that they had a specific target, get in, get out, not to go in and start waging war against the Venezuelan military. But yes, we had helicopter gunships and other operations to destroy and wipe out some of their missiles and their radar units in Venezuela. That was to protect our troops going in. It was an amazing strategy. I don't know if Trump is right that it's, you would call it the greatest since World War II. But I will say it was amazing. And we had one airplane or helicopter, still not clear what, which one, was damaged by fire from the Venezuelans, but not severely. And every member of our forces we sent in got out and back safely. Thank God. And we'd been planning this for a long time, had a lot of intel that put everything in place. So again, I'm still against boots on the ground to carry out a war action against the Venezuelan government. This was to exercise an arrest warrant of Nicolas Maduro. And the left will say, that was wrong. You can't. We're going to show them and remind them, you called for the exact same damn thing. And you want us to forget that. And you know why you're fighting against it now? Because Trump carried it out. I'll point that out in detail as we move forward. One other thing, I'm against nation building. But we have in our hemisphere really direct terrorist activities and communist activities taking place in some of the nations. Venezuela being one, obviously Cuba. Trump has indicated Cuba could be next to fall. And he's also sent word to the leader of Colombia. You could also be next. I think if they had doubted what he would do in the past, this time they're going to have to recognize when he says something, he will back it up with U.S. military might and support our troops in these actions. Now, the success of getting to Maduro obviously depended on extreme, sensitive, and detailed intel. Retired General Jack King.
Maduro knew for weeks that this kind of an operation was a potential, and he was doing everything he can in terms of where he was staying, not the same place over multiple times, changing his habits. But even in changing habits, there's always a pattern, John. And our intel guys picked up on that. And we have other sources than just visual. All source intelligence is being used here to gather information on what is happening, not just surveillance, but listening, penetrating cyber, penetrating phones, the rest of it. A huge capability here that was able to track Maduro and with some assurances know where he would be and whether we could get in there and get out safely. The scale of the operation is all about getting the ground force in safely and extracting it out safely with helicopters.
And of course, earlier today, Maduro and his wife appeared in a federal court facing drug and weapons charges. I want you to bear something in mind. While the left is crying out this was wrong, it shouldn't have had taken place, as your General Jack King said, Maduro knew this was coming, and he had more than sufficient warning. Correct your ways. Stop sending your cartel drug boats to our nation. Move away from lording over your people and starving them to death and executing them from time to time. And he did not take any of those opportunities. He had numerous off-ramps. He's looking at the same thing that Saddam Hussein did when we were warning him repeatedly, if we think you're developing weapons of mass destruction, we will come in. And all he had to do was say, come in and take a look. We're not doing it. And yes, no nuclear weapons of mass destruction were found once we were on the ground. But he had poisonous gas. That is a weapon of mass destruction. I don't care what so many on the left and some on the right claim, we had every sufficient reason to go in and take Iraq. But you know what you're going to hear, just as we are now. Trump did it just for the oil. And Trump did say the other day that oil tanker we seized, we might keep it. And of course, that sets all the left on extreme fire. See, he's going after the oil. You know how many barrels were in that tanker? Less than 2 million barrels. 2 million. That sounds like a lot, but it is literally a drop in the bucket for what we have in this country and what we use. We're not going after the oil. That will be a side part. And, of course, Trump is saying American companies will go in and be able to take care of this, and we will use them to help pay for these actions. Doesn't it make sense? Of course it does. And including getting the lead of the drug cartel out of Venezuela. Arkansas Senator Cotton.
Well, it's about protecting vital American interests. President Trump has been clear all along that he wants the flow of drugs from Venezuela to stop. Venezuela is really unique in Latin America. They weren't just tolerating drug traffickers on their territory or lack control of their territory where drug traffickers had taken control. They were in league with drug traffickers. Also, Venezuela is in league with America's adversaries, Cuba and Iran and Hezbollah and other Islamic radicals. President Trump made clear yesterday in his remarks that he gave Nicolas Maduro multiple chances to change his ways and ultimately to leave and go into exile elsewhere. And Maduro refused to do that. And our military executed an amazing operation that I highly commend President Trump for authorizing, Secretary Hegseth and General Kane and all of our frontline warriors for executing. It's hard to overstate just how complex it was. The United States military is the only one that could have pulled off this operation.
That's exactly true. No one else could. And again, the left is going to wail and cry and gnash their teeth. And it happened on CBS over the weekend as Secretary of State Rubio was dealing with Margaret Brennan. And I got to tell you, he basically put Margaret Brennan back in her corner.
He's still in place. The defense minister, who has deep ties to Russia, $15 million price on his head. He is still in place. I'm confused. Are they still wanted by the United States? Why didn't you arrest them if you are taking out the narco-terrorist regime?
You're confused? That was a pretty sophisticated and, frankly, complicated operation.
It was.
It is not easy to land helicopters in the middle of the largest military base in the country. The guy lived on a military base. Land within 3 minutes, kick down his door, grab him, put him in handcuffs, read him his rights, put him in a helicopter, and leave the country without losing any American or any American assets. That's not an easy mission. And you're asking me, why didn't we do that in five other places at the same time? I mean, that's absurd. I do think this is one of the most, daring, complicated, sophisticated missions this country has carried out in a very long time. Tremendous credit to the U.S. military personnel who did it. It was unbelievable.
It was. And what if we'd gone after those other targets that Margaret Brennan talked about? Oh, there'd be more yelling of foul from the left. They are useful idiots. They are. Immediately, the leftist Democrats started accusing Trump of illegal, unconstitutional action. They're forgetting what Joe Biden said. I want to explain that in a moment. But first, dim leftists continue to blame the USA for what's been happening in Venezuela.
A lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela. And we've sort of set the stage for where we are arriving today. Particular bullying and the use of sanctions to eventually intervene and make regime change really does not help the people of countries like Venezuela, and it certainly does not help, and it's not in the interest of the United States.
That is low IQ Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She's not aware of how the Venezuelans have been starving and how they've been tortured and kidnapped and murdered by Maduro? She is, but she doesn't want you to think about it. I want to take you back to when Biden was in office, and he sent his press secretary out, KJP, to announce what we're going to do dealing with Maduro.
Quickly turn to Venezuela, where Maduro once again demonstrated his complete disregard for democratic norms
And
proceeded with his illegitimate inauguration.
Right.
As President Biden emphasized during his meeting with President-elect Edmundo González Urrutia on Monday, January 6, we believe that it is essential that the will of the Venezuelan people is respected.
It is essential.
In coordination with our partners, we've given Maduro and his representatives every opportunity to restore democracy, but they haven't. So today we are building on all of our previous actions and taking further major actions. We announced new sanctions on key Maduro-aligned officials as a part of our efforts to hold them accountable, and we imposed more visa restrictions totaling nearly 2,000 individuals. We also increased the reward amount to $25 million for Nicolas Maduro and his so-called Minister of Interior as part of the Department of State's Narcotics Rewards Program.
Well, of course, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar ignored the fact what Biden was doing, and he put sanctions on as well. didn't enforce them, but he said we're going to sanction you. You can go back to 2020 in Trump's first term, and who came to the floor of the Senate to criticize Trump for not doing enough to deal with Venezuela and the dictator Maduro?
He brags about all these things he wants to do or is doing, but his actions belie his words. Maybe the best metaphor was his claim to bring democracy to Venezuela. There was a big policy there.
Mm-hmm.
It flopped. If the policy was working, Juan Guaido wouldn't be in the balcony here. He'd be in Venezuela. He'd be sitting in the president's palace, or at least waging a fight to win. He's here. And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime. The Maduro regime is more powerful today and more entrenched today than it was when the president began.
So there you have Senator Chuck Schumer saying, Trump, you're not doing enough. You promised you're going to do it, and you haven't done it. That was in 2020. Fast forward to this last weekend. Of course, Schumer and the rest are singing a wildly and different tune. We're not done. Let's go back to 1989, when then-Senator Joe Biden said, this is what we must do.
For the first time, we are fighting and losing a war on our own soil. Let's go after the drug lords where they live.
Ah.
With an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it.
We're going to play that again, because again, that was Joe Biden in 1989. I want you to hear what he says we should be doing against the narco-terrorists.
For the first time, we are fighting and losing a war on our own soil. Let's go after the drug lords where they live.
Mm-hmm.
With an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it.
And you know what? Not a single Democrat criticized that proposal by Biden in 1989. Nor did they criticize Biden when he was in the president's office, supposedly offering sanctions, putting sanctions in place against Maduro. But now that Trump has done it and taken direct action, oh, you can't do that. What do these people want? What they want is anything that will harm the nation of the USA. What Trump wants is to protect our American citizens and our nation. It's that simple. Governor Walz is dropping his campaign. You know why? Yep. All this fraud happening, he just can't keep it down. It keeps rising up in his face. Later, we've got Heritage foreign policy expert Mike Gonzalez on Trump's actions. Plus, our story behind the story today. The Memphis Belle, another B-17 World War II cruise. The battle against Germany. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 844-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So earlier today, Nicolas Maduro, former leader of Venezuela, and his wife entered not guilty pleas in their first court appearance after being captured by U.S. military operations. And the ousted leader, facing drug and weapons charges, told the judge, I'm still the president of Venezuela. Good luck with that line from behind prison bars. Joining us now, Mike Gonzalez, heritage foreign policy expert. Mike, welcome aboard.
Larry, it's been years, years and years and years. How are you?
Well, it's just last year was 2025. It's only been, well, I'm glad to have you back on board. You have a heavy schedule, and I know you're very up close on what's happening in Venezuela and the other South American countries. What was your first reaction when you heard Trump announce the other day, we went in and we got him?
Well, my wife woke me up in the morning, Saturday, very early, and said, you better get out of bed. Because Trump just went into Venezuela and got Maduro, and I thought she just wanted me to blow the leaves. so I went and checked my phone, and by golly, she was right. And I spent the next few hours glued to the TV and researching things online or speaking to journalists. I think this has the potential to be a Berlin Wall moment, Larry. This is going to have repercussions for many years to come.
That's a strong statement. Actually, maybe I need to interview your wife. Is she around? Since she was ahead of you. So let's begin with breaking some of this down. We're seeing protests worldwide against what we did in Venezuela. That's no surprise, any more than it's a surprise that we've got leftist useful idiots in this nation protesting it, when they were also calling under the Joe Biden administration, and even prior to that when Senator Biden was a senator, saying we need to go in and fight these people on their own ground and destroy them, the cartels.
Let me speak to you right away. Any of the protests you see that are pro-Maduro in the U.S., now I'm not talking about the ones in Europe, I can address that in a minute. The ones in the U.S., the vast majority will be organized by China, adjacent groups, groups that are paid for by Chinese interests or interests that are close to the CCP. And I'm talking about, I'm going to name them, the Party for Socialism and Liberation. I'm talking about the Answer Coalition. I'm talking about Code Pink. The founder of Code Pink is married to a millionaire who lives in Shanghai, who has close connections to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And these are the same groups, the same people who were marching for Hamas, the terrorist group, 2 years ago, who 3 years before that were marching for Black Lives Matter. What they're interested in is destabilizing the United States. As I said, they're paid for and financed by China, by interests that are close to the Chinese Communist Party. And the Chinese Communist Party is interested in seeing this instability in our streets. Plus, China was getting a lot of the Venezuelan oil. So it makes perfect sense. And these groups, by the way, Maduro himself, not only I have had a senior Venezuelan official who told me that he was there in the room when Chavez, the dictator before Maduro, gave money to one of the founders of Black Lives Matter. And by the way, Maduro was always seen with them, with one of these founders. But Maduro was also very close to Antifa and invited Antifa to the conferences he held in Caracas. So that's really the long and the short of it. Nobody sees a demonstration in Times Square in New York.
Mike, let me interject.
Spontaneous. Go ahead.
Mike, let me interject here. A couple of things. You raised the word oil. You know the backlash I got immediately when I started posting about this over the weekend? He's just in it for the oil. Trump even said he might keep that Venezuelan tanker, which had 2 million barrels of oil, which is nothing. But they want to say this is all about the oil. What say you?
It was all about the oil for China and Russia and Cuba. By the way, you know, the vast majority of the people killed in the raid, maybe so something like between 40 and 50 people were killed on the other side. Luckily, we didn't lose anybody. But on the other side, 40 to 50 people were killed. 32 of them were Cubans, were Cuban officers.
Yeah.
Havana just announced it last night after years of denying that. Why am I talking about in the context of oil? Because Venezuela spent its oil revenue propping up the communist dictatorship in Cuba. Now that's gone. That's completely gone now. So I don't know what these people were when China, Russia, and Cuba were using Venezuela's money.
All right, let's take another point here. How do you compare this to what we did 30 years ago to take Manuel Noriega out of Panama?
Well, that's funny because I was actually arrested in Panama the year before and put in prison and expelled from the country the day later by Noriega. And a year later, H.W. Bush went in and arrested Noriega. This is very similar. The difference is this was a truly surgical operation by land, sea, and air. We went in, we extradited Maduro, and we had about 7 wounded. None of them, I hear, are in critical condition. Yep. They're all stable. We killed 40 to 50, as I said.
But
in Panama, we had actually many, many troops. We stayed there on the ground for a long time.
Yeah, I want to get into that. I want to get into that briefly. But the difference here really is Trump. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think H.W. Bush also had a successful operation in Panama. Panama today, I was just there a few months ago. Panama is the Singapore of Latin America. Panama is sparkling clean. It's affluent. It looks like Miami.
But the left does not like this operation because Trump was at the head of it. For no other reason.
Yeah, no, I think the reason why Trump, people say he's a warmonger. He's not. Trump doesn't like U.S. involvement. Trump doesn't like boots on the ground. I mean, they're trying to, him and Rubio are doing things just right. So there's a very, very light, if any, presence in Venezuela.
I agree with you, and I've made it clear. I'm against boots on the ground. But in this situation, we're not going after their military. We had a precise operation to carry out, in and out. And I'm not in favor of nation building. What happens going forward, and does that classify as nation building?
No, in fact, we have left the vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, who's another communist, who's also implicated in drug smuggling, who is a very bad person. We're dealing with her. She said last night she was going to start cooperating. I talked to an administration official earlier yesterday, and I said, well, what happens if the vice president doesn't cooperate? And he just said to me, Mike, we have options. I found out about the options during the day. When Trump said that if he didn't cooperate, she might suffer a fate worse than Maduro. And within less than a half hour, you know, Larry, she issued a statement saying, no, I'm going to be very cooperative.
And Trump has also indicated Colombia and, of course, Bolivia, Honduras, and others could be next if they don't get in line. You wrote a piece December 19, just last month, about how so many defections inside the Venezuelan leadership basically set up Maduro to be taken.
Yeah, I mean, I think they made a very good case for war by saying, look, this is a Cuban operation with Venezuelan money and muscle from Colombia, from the narco-Marxist guerrillas in Colombia, to flood our streets with narcotics and with political instability in order to dismantle, in order to undermine America's foundation from within. So I think that that case for war was made. This is not a legitimate regime. This is not the president of Venezuela. Nobody, not even Biden, recognized Maduro as the president of Venezuela. He was legitimate. He was the head of a cartel.
Yeah.
We went in and arrested the head of a cartel.
So that is going to be a lynch point for many, saying it was an arrest of a criminal on an indictment, not waging war against Venezuela. Your reaction?
That's right. Yeah. We went in and executed an arrest warrant. We went with the FBI, and the FBI had to be accompanied by soldiers because otherwise they would have suffered harm. But this is. Yeah, we just went into a bad neighborhood and arrested this guy and his wife, extradited him, put him on the helicopter, took him out, and lost no lives. This is, you couldn't ask for a better, more surgical operation than this. This one will go down in history.
Yeah, clearly. Michael Gonzalez, Heritage foreign policy expert. You can follow him at Heritage, and I'll put up his Twitter account on my Facebook later. Michael, I want to thank you for your time as always.
And Larry, thank you. Don't forget my last book, Next Gen Marxism, is selling very well. Mandani is one of my best salesmen.
I love it. We'll make sure to point that out. Thanks again, Mike Gonzalez with the Heritage Foundation. So coming up, our story behind the story. You've heard the story, maybe you saw the movie about the Memphis Belle. What about the 100th Bomber Group? You do not want to miss the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him 636-532-1922 or visit shawrealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We're lead plane now. I'm going to do my best to get the bombs right in the pickle barrel and get us out of here safe. We're going to need all the help you can give me, so let's tighten up out there and be on our toes. We're 3 minutes and 30 seconds from the bomb run.
That is a clip from the movie The Memphis Belle. That movie highlighted one of the B-17 flying fortress used against Hitler in World War II. And the crew. And the crew, if you saw the movie, those extremely young men. Yes, they were. The average age of the young men on these B-17s going deep into German territory, even to Berlin, was 22. And for many, they would never see a 23rd birthday, or if they were 18 or 19, they didn't see the next birthday either. The missions they were flying over Germany, they faced heavy, heavy fire from the ground. Mortar shells exploding all around them, flak. And you get one of these shells exploding near your plane, it ripped through the fuselage, maybe into the engine, and it could kill those on board without bringing the plane down, and often it did, or severed limbs, or leave them handicapped for the rest of their life, in other ways. And yet they went out day after day. And the only way they were going to have relief was the end of the war, or if their crew could fly 25 missions and return, then they were given a chance to step aside, and in fact were brought back to the States. And that was held out as a golden carrot for the members of the B-17 crews. You fly 25 missions, and you can go home. The average number of missions flew was 11 before a crew was shot down. Sometimes a crew was able to bail out, and then they were machine gunned as they parachuted into German territory. Or they were captured and held as prisoners of war. For a period of time, many of them were being held in an area that had other officers overseeing them, and so they wanted to make sure that these young men, who were also members of one of the many air wings we had fighting, they, Germans, actually wanted to make sure that these men were not mistreated because they were worried about their pilots being shot down. And they wanted their pilots and crews to be treated in a humane way. But still, they were prisoners of war, subject to starvation from time to time, torture, everything else the Germans decided to inflict. There is a movie out now, if you have not seen it, called Masters of the Air. And it deals with the 100th Bombardment Group, looking at the stories of these American boys as they took the war to Hitler's doorstep. the 100th Bombardment Group, also known as the Bloody 100th, because of the casualties they faced. You look at some of the video of these B-17 fortresses in formation headed to Germany. It's an amazing, impressive sight. We'll never see that again. But they were flying in a full formation, anywhere from 30 to 50 or more bombers going into targets inside Germany. And going into Germany, they could not have escort planes keep an eye on them and protect them because of the difference in fuel range. They would no sooner get inside German territory than our planes that were flying escort had to return because of fuel. And some of those flying protection for them involved the Red Tail Squadron, all black pilots. They were not involved in any other action for a period of time, and then it became apparent we can use them to help protect the B-17 pilots. And the B-17 pilots and their crews did not care the color of the skin of that plane coming up to escort them and protect them. That did change to the advantage of the bomber crews when the Mustang came into production. It could fly a longer range and escort the planes all the way to their target and then stay out of the way of the flak and then pick them up again to get them safely home. But that came only after massive losses. Again, the common age of the crews on the B-17s, under 25, probably 22. What were you doing when you were 22 years old? Were you involved with our military in any way? Were you just living your life carefree, enjoying the freedom provided by the sacrifices of young Americans decades ago? In fact, on the Memphis Belle crew, their age represented a cross-section of young Americans aged 19 to 26. Each B-17 carried 10 crew members. Pilots, navigators, bombardiers, they were usually older than the crews on the waist guns or the ball turret on top or the tail gunner. But once they took off, they were a cohesive unit. And they were looking at doing the mission and returning, hopefully, intact and with everyone alive. These young men knew the survival rates were less than 50% of bomber crews. And again, the average of the crew returning 11 missions. If they got 11 missions in, that hit at least a minimum goal mark. And many never got to 11 missions. And many got above 11, but then fell short of 25, which granted them an immediate trip home. And that's what happened with the Memphis Belle crew. After they hit 25, the Belle and the crew in May 1943, returned to the U.S. to sell war bonds. And also about that time, a ruling came down that if you're going to get a trip home, you must fly 30 missions. That extra five missions meant five more trips into hell and hopefully a chance to return. You have to keep in mind, B-17s, aside from what they were carrying out in bombing all the Hitler industry and war-making machinery, they were basically flying bombs, loaded with fuel, a massive amount of fuel, to get them to the target and back to England. So that made them very vulnerable targets. It did not take a direct hit to set everything in a chain reaction and destroy a B-17 and kill the crew members on board. Every member of a B-17 knew, we don't have to be hit directly. But if a shell from some of the flak or from a fighter jet from the Germans, I say not a fighter jet, but a fighter plane from the Germans, hit a vital part of our plane, we're done. If you've seen any of the video of these B-17s carrying out their raids, it's not uncommon to see a wing breaking off. The wing is gone. There is no chance of survival. You would have many in the crew trying to get to an open hatch or even the bomb bay doors and jumping. And hopefully their parachute would deploy properly. And hopefully they wouldn't be machine gunned down as they were trying to get to Earth. We hear a lot, and I'm not dismissing any of the post-traumatic syndrome of war from Vietnam, nor Iraq, or anything else we've been involved in. But those young men at age 22, maybe maximum 25, how many, if they survived, how many nightmares and post-trauma experiences do you think they suffered? But they kept it in. Because to talk about that you couldn't handle it anymore and it was too much often would get you taken out of the crew, and that meant someone else would be put in your place. And these young men basically held their feelings inside as best they could. Overall, when you came looking at the heavy bomber airmen just in the 8th Air Force, 26,000 killed out of 115,000. That's a 23% fatality rate. The overall Army Air Force's 52,000 airmen killed out of 291,000. Just under 20% fatality rate. B-17 losses directly, 4,700 B-17s destroyed in combat. And then you get the specific places in the plane. The mortality rate increased dramatically. And that is part of the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Hey, Jeff, somebody just shot a big chunk out of the tail.
There's a fire, number 4. Cut fuel, feather prop, fire extinguishers.
That is another clip from the movie The Memphis Belle, focusing on a B-17 Flying Fortress used in World War II going after Hitler in Germany. The Memphis Belle, the pilot, originally had named it after his sweetheart, who was a resident of Memphis, Tennessee. Going to be called Little One, his nickname for his sweetheart. But others came forward and said, how about the Memphis Belle? And hit. Therefore, changed the name. The crew on board the Memphis Belle, for the most part, did survive 25 missions. They had some casualties, but the Memphis Belle continued flying under that one captain for 25 missions. Captain Morgan. I talked earlier about the vulnerability of the B-17s. Every member of that plane was subject to being killed or injured. In fact, all of them were. And sometimes all of them paid the price. Taking the wing off the plane, destroying any controls the pilot had, and all they had was a death spiral to the earth. They faced flak, fighter attacks, extreme cold flying at the altitude they had to be on oxygen. And many of the missions saw anywhere from 10 to 20% of the planes lost, and sometimes more than that. They would go out with 40 bombers, return with 11. The most deadly position on the B-17 was the ball turret gunner position. That was under the plane. A guy sitting in a canopy with a machine gun, 50 caliber, spraying everyone that came near the plane from below or from any side. But he was an easy target. Some reports show a 60% mortality rate, not just from being hit, but the difficulty of getting out of that ball turret so they could get into the air and their parachute. And many never made it. I can't stress to you enough what these young men did. They were, as Tom Brokaw wrote in his book, entitled the same, The Greatest Generation. The Greatest Generation focused on those born between 1901 and 1923. So when 1944 came around, if they were born in 1920 or 22, you could tell their age, often below 20. But that was a time where Americans stepped forward for what they knew they had to do to protect the world from Hitler. Another story behind the story tomorrow. You do not want to miss our second hour coming up. And Sidney Powell, she's winning a victory against Dominion, the voting machine calculations. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuire Moving. .com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.